Welcome to KBIA's Talking Politics, our look at national and local politics. I'm Rebecca Smith. On this week's show, Columbia College political science professor Dr. Terry Smith reflects on his expectations for President-elect Donald Trump's presidency and the early days of the new administration.
If, as the old saying goes, past performance is the best predictor of future behavior, then I have a pretty good idea of what we can expect from President Trump. First, he won't change how he behaves after January 20. Why should he? He gets to give the inaugural address, and not Hillary Clinton, in part because there was one constant Donald Trump, the one we've known for years. Love or hate how he behaves, that's how he'll act when he's president. Indeed, acting presidential is how Donald Trump is behaving at any given moment. It has nothing to do with people's expectations of how a president should behave. Second, Donald Trump doesn't care what anyone thinks. As he has said about himself, he's pretty smart and knows more than the generals. If you don't like what he says or what he does, that's your problem. There's only one very interesting exception to this when you attack him or his businesses personally. He will go after you with a targeted tweet. A good example of this is the recent negative review of a restaurant in one of his properties and his response. In my opinion, the negative review was a deliberate provocation designed to get under his skin. We'll see more of this. Like I said, he won't change. Third, Donald Trump does not think politically in the Washington, D.C. political sense. He is motivated by winning, but only in a business or a personal way. The subtlety and nuance of inside the beltway wheeling and dealing is both beyond him and beneath him. If this were neuroscience, the politicos operate by the prefrontal cortex, and Donald Trump operates by his brain stem, his instinct, the so-called lizard brain. When the politicos and President Trump get down to business after January 20, it will be something like a close encounter of the third kind. Finally, Donald Trump ran as a Republican, but he is not a Republican. The GOP was, and is, a conveyance of convenience. I predict that his biggest early battles will be with old guard Republicans in the U.S. House of Representatives, and especially the U.S. Senate, and with establishment conservatives in the media and think tanks. Keeping in mind that Trump won't change, that he doesn't care what people think, and he does not think conventional political thoughts, we may get a 3 a.m. tweet from him sometime early in his administration that says, "I'm an independent now. Republicans are such losers." We are about to experience the old Chinese curse. May you live in interesting times. This is Terry Smith.
Terry Smith is a political science professor at Columbia College and a regular commentator on KBIA's Talking Politics. Donald Trump is expected to take office as the 45th president of the United States later this month, on January 20th, 2017. That's it for this week's Talking Politics. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.